100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's keep going. Let's see what we come up with the topic of crush. We got a lot of stories in this week. Muncie, Danny, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Tom, Lizzie, Serendipity, Anima is back, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. Should I say that Danny is back? How long do you have to take a break until I say, oh, you're back? I don't know. Then everyone's going to be like, oh, I want to be mentioned that I'm back. I'm going to take a break this week. Like Zachman took a break this week. So it's like, you know, well, there are a lot of people that took a break this week. I mean, Spade isn't here. He's probably thinking something up for NaNoWriMo. Okay. You're writing. Cool. You're creating. You're imagining. You know where I get my ideas from? The crazy ass rambles that I do in between the stories that I read out loud. The rants, the raves. I'll say something that's, oh, I should write that down for later. You know? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't listen to those things. That's okay. Do something else with your time. If you mow the lawn, be the best lawnmower there is. Or just be a good enough lawnmower that you enjoy your time. Oops. All that is important, really. So all of you going around Sunday looking for discount candy, well, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get moving. Muncie put his story in first, so might as well have him go for it. I put these in the order that I received them. I could jumble it up, make it random, or not. I don't know. Whatever you think is right. Whatever takes the least amount of effort, really. I'm lazy that way. Oh, well. Here it is.
Greetings, Nanoids. And to those of you doing NaNoWriMo this year, are we ready to rock? And to those of you not doing NaNoWriMo this year, are you ready to mock us for knock-ing ourselves out on this project while you snicker at all the trouble we're going through? Awesome! Now, let's get a story busting. My Creed by Christopher Monroe. What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of their women. Now, it's 2015. We want to be inclusive. So let me add, crushing female non-binary enemies and hearing male non-binary lamentations is also best in life, in whatever combination is appropriate to your experience, both of your gender and that of whomever you count amongst your enemies. It's not what's best in life given a particular limited demographic, after all. And if anyone claims otherwise, crush them. See them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of, well, of whomever. Broken Escalator, Christopher Monroe, .blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. And back into my writing cavern I go, Nanoids, until next week, when I will poke my head out and see what's happening once more.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer. And, yeah, I get it. I'm making a rare appearance this week. This is what I'm going to submit for this weekly challenge 497 Crush. And, of course, you can always come by and visit my website at dannydwyer.wordpress.com and see this and many of my other writings and musings. I promise to write more in the future. But in the meantime, this is my entry for this week. It's called Crush. I have a crush. I've had this crush for over 35 years, all on the same woman I left behind in my former life. She was never mine. She never knew I existed. We talk on a regular basis now, yet I'm sure she still doesn't know I exist. I've thrown away my life for her. Well, not really. I've thrown away my life for my own selfish reasons. Yet I delude myself into believing life all has some purpose. It doesn't. Because in the end, life is just a fiction. And this crush is nothing more than my imagination.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 497 on the topic of crush. My first story is called Jenny. As a high school junior, I had an infatuation with Jenny. She sat in front of me in Spanish class. Rather than conjugating verbs, I spent my time daydreaming of conjugating Jenny, contemplating her long dark hair, her impish smile, and, when possible, her rounded derriere. She had no interest in me. In fact, she probably didn't know my name. Nonetheless, I learned why this feeling was aptly called a crush. When I saw her with her boyfriend, someone immeasurably cooler than I would ever be, my teenage spirits were crushed. And my second story is called Orange Crushed. Rush hour on Metro's Orange Line is nicknamed the Orange Crush. At station after station, riders enter the cars. First they take the seats, then the standing room, and then the socially acceptable personal space. People cram onto cars until the doors no longer close. Someone unable to get into a car invariably shouts, "Move to the middle of the car! There's plenty of space!" as though being squeezed like a tube of toothpaste constituted plenty of space. Small wonder, then, that workers tend to arrive at their offices already in grumpy moods. It's the perfect way to ensure service with a snarl. And that's it for me this week. I hope everyone has a good week. I'll be back next week.
Charlie has two for you. It was time to say goodbye to my truck. I was acquainted with a fellow running the junkyard, and he agreed that I could run the hydraulic press to euthanize my truck if I helped him drain the fluids and hazardous items from the truck before it went into the press. This included the gas tank, radiator, tires, battery, catalytic converter, airbag units, and mercury switches. I also had to remove the refrigerant from the AC. It was a lot of dirty work, just to enjoy and videotape the few minutes it took to crush the remaining husk. Second, I had a crush on Connie Sue Chambers. She sat one desk from the back of the room, one row over to my left. She wore her Girl Scout uniform, and her fleshy legs and her long blonde hair would cause my 11-year-old groin to buzz with passion. Sitting low in my seat, I could sneak a peek at her panties. Unless I was daydreaming, I recall executing some maneuvers while Mr. Turner was at the front of the class. I varnished the nightstick, while stealing glances of Connie Sue, sitting quietly and working math problems.
Well, hello, this is Richard, and this is my story on the subject of crush. It's called Recipe for Disaster. "I'm not sure about this cake," said my wife, eyeing my creation cautiously. I could understand her reticence. I'd never baked a cake before in my life, and this was a complete departure from my usual trade, heavy engineering. But the fact was, I'd lost my job. This was my opportunity to build a new career. Why not pastry chef, I thought. My wife bit into my efforts and shrieked. One expensive dental bill later, and my baking days were over. How was I to know the crushed nuts in the recipe weren't supposed to be mild steel? That's it. That's my story. That's me done. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, And I've got a story for you this evening. It's called Simple Joys. Fall in the wine country is a tactile experience. Acres of leaves turning colors. But the real pleasure driving down Highway 29 is in the air. It's known simply as the crush. Dozens of wineries over about 30 miles are pressing tons of different grapes. So much liquid is being processed, the air is charged with the smell of grapes. The strongest concentration is outside of Rutherford, where the wineries nearly outnumber the residents. I just rolled down the window, drink in the Sauvignon, Merlot, Zinfandel, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Riesling. The crush in Gilroy is a bit more garlicky. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Leo's favorite place was hanging from the old tree in the park. He hated school despite his mother's words of encouragement. All he cared was for that tree. But the city council decided to chop it down. Leo was crushed. He climbed as high up as possible and refused to come down. When the police decided to force him down, he jumped. To everyone's amazement, it seemed the tree stretched and moved to soften Leo's fall. The tree still standing. No one had the heart to cut it down. And Leo is still hanging from that tree after school. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. My first crush was James Madison. He was 2 years above me in school, and something of a high achiever. All the girls had a thing for him. He could have had any of them. Secretly, I hoped he'd pick me. He didn't, of course. He went for Sophie Tucker. She had the perfect skin, top grades, and an ability to wear a school uniform as if it was something out of Paris Fashion Week. Of course, I was gutted. But I soon got over it. Especially after the freak school bus accident, which unfortunately crushed them both to death.
Hey there, Anima here. I'm certain you thought that I was munched by bears since it's been so long since I've submitted. But I am happy to report that that is untrue. I have this week's story called Summer Lovin'. What you doing, Joey?
Nothing much. Waiting for it to darken up enough for the lightning bugs to come out. Got me a jar with holes punched in the lid already.
Nearby, neighborhood kids laughed and played flashlight tag. The heat of the day still radiated from the ground.
Care if I sit here with you?
That would be all right. Shouldn't be much longer now. Hear them cicadas sing. Joey leaned over and invited me to share the rest of his orange soda. It wasn't icy anymore, but sure tasted good. He also held my grimy hand. My first crush.
And there you go. Summer is past where I am. But maybe it's still lingering where you are. Enjoy it while you can. And we'll check in later. Cheers.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and YABooks.com and all of the other stuff that I'm trying to do. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge, 497, with a prompt of crush. So here's my story. This week, Bartholomew had a crush on Brooke. Her hair was dark mahogany and fell in shimmering waves to the middle of her back. She sat in front of him in math class, next to Rochelle, who Barty had fallen for a week earlier. They couldn't be more different. Rochelle lacked anything which could be called a curve, had white blonde hair, and a voice as deep as most boys. Not that that mattered. If a girl made eye contact and smiled, Barty was in love. In fact, before Rochelle, it was the Linda Ronstadt poster in his grandfather's attic. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Tour Abrazoino here with a story on the subject, Crush. Montepulciano is famed for its wines, but their finest are secrets known only to a few. The first pressing collects the juice released only by the grape's own weight. It makes the purest of all wines, reserved for the Pope and the Cardinals. In the second pressing, they are trodden by the feet of virgins. This wine graces the finest aristocratic dinner tables. The third is tramped by rude labourers and goes to commerce. You will never see any higher grade than this. The fourth deploys mechanical presses. This produces rough wine for peasants and foreigners who know no better.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I was growing up, there were only two flavors of Crush soda, orange and grape. Wikipedia shows a long list of flavors. I think I've seen strawberry, pineapple, and watermelon. The rest don't look familiar at all, and some of them sound pretty damn gross. I mean, I've had crushed pineapple, and it was really bad. But when I poured it down the sink, it unclogged the drain brilliantly. For a while, I used crushed pineapple that way, but the EPA showed up one day and told me to stop. I was ruining the environment now. I drink whiskey.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of Crush. I know that for some of you, this is your warm-up for NaNoWriMo. You're going to be typing, 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 writing, writing, writing. Okay, cool. Go have fun with that. We'll be here when you get back, unless I get hit by a bus or a train. Maybe someone else will host. Maybe someone will take it over. I don't know. It's not my problem at that point, really. So, what else? Thank you for being a part of this. One a day until the day I die.com. Go to the site, click on all the likes and the shares and the this and the that and the comment, blah, 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 blah. God, you're so sick of that shit by now. I know I am. 497 weeks of this. We've got a few more, then we'll be at a big round number, and then keep going. I mean, what's so special about a big round number when you keep going and say, oh, we reached the finish line, yay! I'm going to go hug a cat. Maybe I'll walk on the fucking treadmill. Oh, God, I've been slacking. I'm just, who gives a shit at this point, really? And, as always, keep it brief.